This year, I am focused on saving and investing, but I still want to do things like travel. NerdWallet lets you compare top travel credit cards side by side to maximize your spending, some even offering 10 times points on your spending, which means you could end up with a free flight or maybe a better hotel room.
So what could future you do with smarter financial decisions? Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. Reminder, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions.
We push what technology can do so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com/welcome to now. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and this is A Little Happier. Recently, I watched the excellent documentary, Get Back. And I found it so fascinating that it has launched me down a path of trying to learn more and more about the Beatles. I still don't know much, but I've been watching a few more documentaries and reading a few books. I have so much more to learn. It's exciting. As I was poking around, for some reason, in an idle moment, I got curious about Paul McCartney's personal life. I can't even remember why I was curious, but I looked online to learn more about his marriages. Paul McCartney was married to his first wife, Linda, for 29 years. Very sadly, she died of cancer, and later he married a woman named Heather Mills. In an article about that relationship, I read something that I keep thinking about. Now, according to the article, at some point, McCartney introduced Heather Mills to his friends, including his old friend, artist Astrid Kircher, whom he'd known since the early 1960s. In the article, Astrid Kircher is quoted saying of Paul McCartney, "He was so protected by Linda and surrounded with her love and care that he was like an unborn baby toward women." Now, I have no background on that situation. I don't have any opinion about it. This comment struck me only for reasons that had nothing to do with Paul McCartney or his relationships. When I read this, I thought, what a beautiful thing to say about a married couple. I would love to think that my friends would say something like that about me and my husband, Jamie, to say how protected Jamie was by Gretchen, how surrounded by her love and care, and that somehow with my love, I'd shaped his whole perspective on the world. It reminds me of something that comedian and TV host Trevor Noah wrote in his terrific memoir, Born a Crime, Stories from a South African Childhood. He observed, "Love is a creative act. When you love someone, you create a new world for them. My mother did that for me. And with the progress I made and the things I learned, I came back and created a new world and a new understanding for her." I love the idea that with our love, we can help to create a more beautiful world for someone else. If you have the time and inclination, I encourage you to go listen to the song, Maybe I'm Amazed, by Paul McCartney. I'm Gretchen Rubin, and I hope this makes your week a little happier.
I don't know about you, but I'm always looking for ways for my son to get involved and give back in our local community. That's why I'm excited to tell you about Student Visionaries of the Year, a campaign by Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, the largest nonprofit organization dedicated to creating a world without blood cancers.
Student Visionaries of the Year is a 7-week philanthropic leadership development program for high school students. Participants form strong teams and fundraise in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This program is transformative. It not only helps students develop valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship, not to mention it looks great on college applications, but most importantly, is also a chance for them to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on blood cancer patients and their families. You can learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or even nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.